This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So inshallah ta'ala tonight, today we will finish the description of Ibad al-Rahman, begging Allah Azza wa Jal to make us all among them. We mentioned them one by one, and what an amazing description of by Allah Azza wa Jal to this group of people. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that these people or these great ibad, they do not speak foul language. If they see any kind of ignorance, they leave with dignity. They stay up all night prayer in qiyam. They do not kill, they do not commit adultery, they do not commit any kind of shirk. And if they did something, they repent. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that these people, they do not only think about themselves, but they also think about their families. They do not only think or are only concerned about themselves, but they also are concerned or worried about their families. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And these are the people who would say this beautiful dua. And I want you to please, I'm sure you memorize this dua, but if you didn't memorize it, and make sure you repeat it a lot, especially in those beautiful few nights that are left. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا, يَا اللَّهِ, make our spouses, if the woman is making the dua, she's talking about her husband, and if the husband is making the dua, he's talking about his wife. Ya Allah, make my spouse the coolness of my eyes. Ya Allah, make my spouse and my children, my offsprings, the coolness of my eyes. What does qurrata ayun mean? Usually people, when they look, they are wandering around, like, you know, they're looking everywhere. And when they see something beautiful, the sight settles. Ya Allah, make my spouse and my children the comfort of my eyes, where my eye settles. They are enjoying looking at their wife, at their husband, and they are enjoying and feeling the bliss of looking at their children. Ya Allah, make my sight does not look at any other spouse, at any other woman. Make my wife the comfort of my eyes, make her the most beautiful in my eyes, and make me the most beautiful in her eyes. Make her the most beloved to my heart, and make me the most beloved to her heart. Don't make my eyes settle on her only, and do not look at other women, and similarly for the wife. And Ya Allah, make my eyes settle on my children, and do not make me compare them to other people's children. Now, when I make a dua, what does that mean? That requires action, right? When I say, Ya Allah, give me shifa, I have to go to the doctor. When I say, Ya Allah, give me a good job, I have to start looking and searching. Similarly, I'm asking Allah to bless me with a righteous spouse and with righteous children. So I have to do something. I have to, if I want them to be the comfort of my eyes, I have to be with them. I have to spend time, quality time with them. I have to treat my spouse with respect and honor in order for her or for him to reciprocate. When I make a dua, I have to follow it with action. I have to, every one of us, every father, every mother, They are responsible. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. This word مسؤول is a very, very deep, strong word. You will be questioned about every child, about what did you do to your children? How did you raise them? How much time did you spend teaching them their deen? Many of us wake up when they're 17 and 18, and it will be too late. Sheikh, my son doesn't pray. Habibi, where were you when he was 7? My daughter does not wear the hijab. Habibi, where were you when she was 5 and 6 and 11? Now at 20, you want to convince her with the hijab? كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول. مسؤول, what does مسؤول mean? I'm going to stand and report. Allah will ask me, I gave you this and this and this. I chose you to be a Muslim among all these billions of people. And I sent you a reminder every single Friday. And I gave you children and I deprived many people of these children. How did you deal? How did you treat this amana that I have given you? This is for the father and for the mother. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا. Not only my children, ذُرِّيَّة is offspring, descendants. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُن. And then listen to the dua, subhanAllah. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. This is a very, very ambitious, high level, aiming so high. He's not asking, you're not asking Allah to make you a muttaqi. You're not asking Allah to be in the company of the muttaqin. No, you're asking Allah to be a leader for the muttaqin. Allahumma waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama, leader. Make me, ya Allah, make my children. And in order to deserve this dua, yani subhanallah, look at the tartib. In order to deserve this dua, start being an imam to your wife and to your children. You want to be imam to the muttaqin? Start with your family. Start with your family. That's why we always complain, oh, this president, he doesn't know how to deal with his people. This king, look how he's treating his people. The corruption is all over. Ya Habibi, you cannot be a khalifa among 5 people in your home. And you're complaining about a guy who's running 80 million or 100 million? Start with yourself. Clean up your backyard. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Very strong, powerful dua. But I have to mean it. I'm making dua, ya Allah, make me leader to the muttaqin. And I have no taqwa? How? Like somebody's asking, ya Allah, ya Allah, make me from the 10 mubashareen bil jannah. What? What are you doing? You're not going to be from Mubashareen bil Jannah. This is done. You got to do something. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. After all this beautiful description, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ, those people who have all these characteristics, يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. They will be given something called غُرْفَة. And we have spoken so many times about something called غُرَف. Quickly, غُرَف is lofty palaces in Jannah. Lofty palaces in Jannah. The people of Jannah, look at them. They are so far, even though the people in Jannah, they are looking and they say, subhanAllah, look how beautiful are these غُرَف. Very far. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the people of Jannah look at the ghuraf just like you on dunya, look at the stars. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-ghuraf. So an Arabi, a Bedouin, stood up. Because the Sahaba used to have so much respect. They don't want to even ask a question to Rasulullah ﷺ. So they used to wait for a Bedouin to stand up and ask. So he said, ya Rasulullah, liman hiya? Who are these ghuraf for? You know who this ghuraf for? For all of us. Because the description that Rasulullah ﷺ told us who this ghuraf for, every single one of us have been doing it for 28 days. لمن أطاب الكلام, to the one who speak gently and kindly. And we've been trying to control our tongue these days a lot. وأدام الصيام, and the one who constantly fast. We've been doing that. وأطعم الطعام, and the one who feed others. MashaAllah, you see every day someone inviting people over their house and feeding them. وصلى بالليل والناس نيام, and he prays at night while people are sleeping. And we just finished performing that. Whomsoever do these things constantly, all the time, not once a year in Ramadan, and then he disappears, all the time, he will get the ghurf. أولئك يجزون الغرفة. Why? Why do they deserve the ghurfa? بما صبروا. الله يا أخوان. Because of their patience. Because all of the above need a lot of patience. When an ignorant person is talking to you and he's blasting you and saying bad things, and you calmly, with dignity, you said, Assalamu alaikum. That needs patience, needs a lot of patience. When you want to perform qiyam all night, that needs a lot of patience. When you want to stay away from zina, like Allah mentioned, you need a lot of patience. When you want to stay away from laghu, from vain talk, that needs a lot of patience, because everybody's doing it, whether it's talk or comments or social media, you're staying away from all that junk that does not bring any benefit. That needs a lot of patience. أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. Allahu Akbar. Everywhere they're walking and they're coming. Assalamu alaikum, salam. All they hear, salaman, salama. Ya Rabb, may Allah make us all among them. All they hear, tahiyya, best of greetings. And they hear salam all the time. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمُقَامًا. And they're going to stay there forever. And that place is great for a short period of time or for a very long period of time. Remember? رَبَّنَا صَرَفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. They used to make the dua, Ya Allah, we don't want to go to the hellfire, not even for a short period of time or a long period of time. Here, but when it comes to Jannah, short period of time, long period of time, we're going to enjoy it no matter how long you stay. You're going to stay forever, inshallah. But even if you, for the shortest period of time, you still enjoy the best. And as a matter of fact, the Jannah is many levels. And anywhere in Jannah, the person thinks and believes that there is no one better than him. No one got something better than him. He thinks that he got and he received the best of reward. He does not know that he's probably in the first level and there are like another 80, 90 levels above him. But this is how great and how kareem is Allah Azza wa Jal. خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما. Subhanallah, the topic of Ibad al-Rahman completely stopped right here, and the topic completely changed with one only, even though there is only one ayah left. قل يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell the kuffar of Quraysh, ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاءكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he's gonna do here, dua, يعني most of the dua, the tafsir scholar said, it is not dua, it is means da'wah, يعني calling to Islam. يعني if you come to Islam or you do not come to Islam, it's not gonna do anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقد كذبتم, you have belied Muhammad, you have called him a liar. فسوف يكون لزاما, you're gonna suffer a torment, a عذاب. لزاما, what does لزاما mean? لازم في يعني, constant, non-stop, sticking to you. The adab is just like your clothes are sticking to you. The adab will be sticking to you. Subhanallah. So this, with this, we have concluded the description of Ibad al-Rahman. They are all on our YouTube channel. You could watch them all, inshallah ta'ala. And it's not about just watching and the listening. It's all about the application. And probably the worst among you is myself, because I have to practice what I preach. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me from the people who practice what they preach. And may Allah make us all from the people who apply what they hear to the best of their ability. May Allah forgive all our sins. May Allah accept our siyam and qiyam and a'mal. May Allah fulfill every single dua that we have made in these nights. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.